Welcome to the Surprise Lake Middle School Principal's Office Podcast. Doesn't it sound so professional when I talk like that? Like, almost like I know what I'm doing.
I feel like this is professional. I should be getting paid for this.
You know? You are getting paid right now. Okay, introduce your background. Wait, this is, actually, I'm not going to do that. Usually what I do is I say, this is Mr. Brazo, and welcome, and then I ask a question, which I just did that. God, I'm terrible. I'm the worst. Okay, introduce yourself, background, time in our district.
Sure. So I am Marty Brazo, and my background isn't in teaching because I'm a fairly new teacher. So my background would be in real estate and travel consulting. And this is my second year as a teacher and also my second year at Surprise Lake and in Fife School District.
And first year as a social studies teacher.
That is true. And yes. Enjoying it immensely.
Nice. Also English, but humanities. Beautiful.
Yes.
All right. When did you decide to work in education?
I decided to work in education. Actually, the initial decision was probably way back in about 2014. And I was doing real estate at the time, and I just thought, I want to get out of this. It's not what I saw myself doing for the rest of my life. So I followed in the footsteps of my mom and dad, who are both retired teachers, and thought, you know, this is a path I could see myself going down. And to this day, I'm glad I chose it.
Yeah, man. You, I remember talking to you, maybe it was in your interview, maybe early on, where it was like, you know, I avoided that. I thought that I didn't want to do that, but like, you found that in another job, you didn't have that sense of fulfillment.
Absolutely, either. Yeah. I definitely, growing up, you know, having two parents or two... teachers for parents, I always got the question, well, you're going to be a teacher, right? And so I think that's what initially made me not want to do it, is just being asked all the time about being a teacher just naturally made me want to travel the other direction until I got old enough to realize that was kind of a stupid philosophy.
All right, what is one thing that students would be surprised to find out about you?
Most of my current students know this, but I think any other student in the school would probably be surprised to know that I grew up in Africa, and more specifically Nigeria, because I definitely don't appear to have grown up in Africa. So it's definitely, when I tell students, they're surprised to hear that, but I think more than anything, intrigued to know what life was like growing up there.
Yeah. You're a man of many layers. I've really picked up on that, Mr. Brazo. Let's see. What makes a good day at school for you?
A good day at school for me is, at the end of the day, just feeling like I accomplished what I set out to do, and that's fill children's heads with information. If I felt like I did a good job of that during the day, that is a piece of fulfillment that, you know, I can be comfortable with.
Do you know what? That's one I think about. When you teach somebody something, you have given them something that can never be taken away, right? Mm-hmm. There's no, like, they can be on the streets, destitute, have nothing else in this world, but they have the knowledge that you have given them.
That is very true.
Yeah. All right, what's the best thing about being a teacher?
Best thing about being a teacher is, you know, kind of to circle back, why I got into teaching is just that intrinsic value that you get for doing something that matters. You know, it's just... It's, you know, real estate was great, but at the end of the day, it was all business. And not that, you know, business isn't important, but I don't think it compares to actually having a hand in shaping the upcoming generation and making sure that you're doing your part to make sure they're successful human beings.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the last book you read?
The last book I read it over the summer, was the first of the series. It's called Three Body Problem. And I got to say, most books that I pick, I actually enjoyed, and I did not enjoy this one. And it's sci-fi, which is right up my alley, and it was just long and boring, and I kept waiting for it to get good, and it just didn't.
Oh my gosh,
and that is the worst. And it's a long book, too, so I just kept waiting and waiting and waiting, like, all summer. And they're making a Netflix series out of it, so maybe that will be good. But yeah, I'm not even going to read the second book. I thought about it. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm done.
I'm surprised that you finished the book. I get halfway through a lot of books. You know, like I've learned when I was younger, I used to like Trudge through this thing, but I read a lot of education books, and a lot of education books, like 90% of what they got to say is in the first three chapters.
Yeah.
I knock that stuff out, and I'm like, okay, true. We're not getting any better. I'm gonna wrap this one up.
Yeah. So you've got what you needed out of it.
Yeah. All right, what excites you about being in education right now?
Honestly, just being here in general. I think, you know, this question sounds like it's maybe more geared towards more veteran teachers. But for me, I'm just excited to be here in general because this is all still relatively new to me, and I'm still very excited about this job, and hopefully that never stops. But I just love coming to work every day, and I love every experience that I have at the school, good or bad, because it's all teaching me something too, as well as the kids.
So. God, I love that attitude. Man, I love that attitude about you. I'm serious. Like that's every time that I have a conversation with you. Oh man, I'm just so excited to be here. I'm excited to be a part of this. And it can be like, there are things about teaching that can be just a ton of work.
Yeah.
Or just figuring those things out, or that frustration is that, like, there's a kid that, hey, you've explained this in 15 different ways and you still can't get it to click. But the second that it clicks, it's like, it's all worth it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's that uphill battle, but when you finally reach the top of the mountain, even if it's a tall mountain, it's definitely, it makes it that much more worthwhile, actually.
Right on. And I love that you always have your side on that. So, all right. If you could give one piece of advice to a student, what would you give?
Honestly, it would just be to try and live in the moment as much as possible. I know, I think back when I was a kid, like, you know, seventh grade, everything was a blur. Like, I was just kind of trying to get to the next day, trying to get to the next step, and you know, all of a sudden you look back and your school years are gone. Eat all of this up while it is here and you're existing in it. Because after a while, it's not going to be there and you're going to have more and more responsibilities and life gets harder. It gets more difficult, you know, like, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but
enjoy middle school. Exactly. All the goods and all the bads.
Absolutely.